Today, my guest is Mark Bosselman. Mark, how are you?
Good.
Hey, what do you do?
I'm the architect for the MES team here at First Solar. MES is Manufacturing Execution Systems.
Okay.
And First Solar manufactures solar panels.
Okay.
So we write the software that supports that.
And you and I have been in this room for the last week
building
a proof of concept around Windows Azure.
Right.
Why are you guys interested in Azure?
Well, we're just we're trying to understand, you know, what cloud platform and services can do for us, how what kind of challenges we have that they might be that they might help solve.
Okay, so you haven't really decided yet whether Azure is going to be the solution to your
right.
problem.
Just proof of concept. We're just poking around and looking at how we can apply the cloud.
Okay, and you picked before I got here. You picked out a an application, an old Windows Forms application. I think it was a WPF app. That we're going to recreate in Windows Azure. What was the problem space?
So the we have customers who have solar panels out in the field. They need to supply us with basically the serial number of those, and they need to get back performance information on that product that they're going to then put in an RFID tag. So the performance information is the result of some calculations on some sensitive data. So we can't just give them the data and the calculations.
Right.
So we need to keep the data back here. They need to give us the serial numbers, and we give them back the result.
Okay.
And we do that now with the WPF application inside First Solar. So they, you know, send us the serial numbers. We run it, get the result in, and transfer that file manually back to them. That's
okay.
The current application.
Yeah, you mentioned sensitive data, and that people always pause when they hear sensitive data and cloud computing because they're nervous about giving up control of the sensitive data.
Right.
Talk a little about the architecture and how you solved that problem in particular.
So what we did with the Azure proof of concept then this week is that we did a web role in Azure so that the customer, so this is a self-service thing. Now the customer can put in the serial numbers themselves in this web application. And then we use messaging, Azure queues, such that when they submit these serial numbers, we drop a message on a queue. That comes in, and then we have a handler inside our domain here that picks up that message.
That's a Windows service that's running.
A Windows
inside
service,
the firewall.
Yeah,
okay.
Inside firewall. Picks up that message, does all the calculations necessary, and then puts the result in a blob storage back in Azure, and then a response on the queue. Such that then when the user comes back at some later time, their job is done. So it's an asynchronous thing. So they also have in the web application, besides submitting the serial numbers, they have a list of their jobs that they can come pick up later when they're complete.
Okay.
And they click on a link and they get the file.
And that's an improvement over the WPF's architecture or the WPF applications architecture because that was all synchronous.
Well, and it's an improvement on a couple levels. First of all, it allows the customers to do it self-service, and we don't have to do it manually for them. That's one thing. But yeah, the more important thing is that the previous application did all, and this is it's fairly intensive. So it did a synchronous call, which was it was minutes. Whereas now we can break it down and do that, you know, in the background.
Okay, and you also mentioned that all that processing is happening inside the firewall.
Yes.
And that's where the sensitive data is, right?
Correct.
That's, you don't
right.
need access to that outside of there.
So we're doing the same thing as we were doing before in that the only thing leaving the firewall is the resulting data.
Okay.
Yet it's with a cloud solution. So.
And you use a lot of pieces of Azure. I heard you mention web roles, worker roles. Actually, you didn't mention worker roles.
No,
roles
I didn't,
is what
yeah.
pulls it off of the
response.
Queue, the response off
right.
of the queue.
Yeah.
Asynchronous.
On its way back. Yep.
What else do we have? Queues, of course.
We have Azure queues, a web role, a worker role. We're using blob storage.
Blob storage.
We're using table storage.
Table storage for what is that for?
Well, that holds the metadata of the job. So when they make a request and they drop the request message on the queue, we also enter some of the details about that in table storage so that when they come back, they can see that at least the request was sent and that maybe it's pending or that it's successful or whatever. They see the status of it.
Oh, you're speaking pretty intelligently about this for a guy that's only had about a week experience
yeah.
working with
Azure. Well, it's been 8 hours a day for a week, right?
So. So you got exposure to a lot of these different pieces of Azure.
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience developing with Azure?
It was good. It was interesting. You know, the portal, you know, very you know, really user-friendly, all UI-driven, obviously.
Yeah, that's all brand new, the HTML5 yeah. stuff.
So there's a lot of parts and pieces. I mean, all, you know, all the connection strings and the setup. But generally, it's pretty good. It was no major problems.
What were the big issues? What were the big challenges that you faced?
The biggest challenge, which we don't have completely solved at this point, is it's a whole, you know, authenticating these external users. So we chose to use ACS, which is Access Control, the Azure Access Control Service, and chose to use Windows Live or Live.com as the authentication provider.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that working, but it's the user experience is not quite as smooth as we'd like. So we need to finesse that a little bit. But getting that all set up was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what we'd like to do is the ADFS integration.
We never got to that point.
No, that's even the next step up. That would mm-hmm. probably be the thing we'd really like to master for these types of applications.
What? So this is not only you've solved a problem, but this is a great learning experience for you as mm-hmm. well. What there's a lot of people out there that are thinking about Azure and want to learn it. What do you have advice for them?
Well, just dig in and do, you know, do some sample projects like we did mm-hmm. this week.
Yeah, we dug into the Windows Azure Training Kit stole a lot
mm-hmm.
of code out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All the labs. But other than that, no, I guess just, you know, like anything else, just dive in. I mean, I learn things best by just doing them. So, mm-hmm. you know, find sample projects, read some blogs, and just start doing it.
Is this an application you think you'll move into production?
We may. We'll see. We're going to, you know, I'm going to do some internal communication on this. I'm going to do, some meetings and some talks internally mm-hmm. and talk through it. And we might. We'll see.
Yeah, I want to call out, by the way, Mike Benkovic, who helped us to solve that
yeah.
ACS problem.
Yeah, he was a big help today, actually, with the ACS stuff. Yep.
That's all the questions I got.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate
it.
It was good working with you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So I haven't been to the site, but I need to check out Technology and Friends.